You're listening to Vatican Radio. Police chiefs from countries around the world arrive in the Vatican on Wednesday for a conference aimed at strengthening the partnership with the Church to combat human trafficking. The conference, which is being hosted by the Vatican's Academy of Sciences on April the 9th and 10th, has been organised by the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. Pope Francis will meet with participants at the close of the conference, which builds on an initiative between the police force and the Catholic Church in London that has been running for the past 3 years. Survivors of human trafficking will also be telling their stories, since this joint initiative seeks to keep the welfare of victims at the heart of all law enforcement efforts. To find out more about this second such international gathering, I spoke with the Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, who'll be chairing the two-day conference.
This is a conference being hosted by the Pontifical Academy, organised by our Bishops' Conference, and to which are coming 20 police chiefs from different nations, including the Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police here in London and his equivalents from around the world. And what we want to do in this conference is explore the way in which the pattern of cooperation between the Church, particularly religious women, and the Metropolitan Police is having a beneficial effect in the struggle against human trafficking. And so we want to offer what's being done in London as something as a model for cooperation in other parts of the world, especially in the big cities, in which human trafficking is the second most profitable crime in the world. So in a way, what the Church has to offer is this robust network, particularly of religious women, and we can pit that against the international network of human trafficking. So examples abound here in London, how, the religious orders who help to support people when they've been rescued from slavery, from being trafficked objects, they can link them up very quickly with another branch of the same religious order in their home country, and they can get assistance for them back there. And these things, because of the links, because of the organic unity of the Church, are done on a phone call. And it makes a huge difference to the way in which people recover from many years sometimes of quite horrendous criminal treatment. So I think we have a very good story to tell, a good example to give from London, and I'm sure it will be well received. And at the end of the conference on Thursday morning, the Holy Father will come and address this conference, and I'm sure give us great encouragement in this practical project that we want to see taken forward around the world.
This is the second such conference, isn't it? Because you've been working on this cooperation between the police and the churches for a number of years now.
Yes, that's right. And obviously there are all sorts of other initiatives in the human trafficking area which are right and proper, trying to study the question, trying to look for international agreements and these things. But this is one that is, this theme is very much to do with practice on the ground. It's to do with this practical cooperation that can be so effective between the resources of the Church and the police forces. There's one, the man who leads the effort of the Metropolitan Police will be there, and he's probably one of the most experienced people now as to the realities of human trafficking and how our cooperation really helps. And I think his witness, together with the witness of people who have been made slaves, who have been trafficked, which they will give at the conference, these things will be very, very important.
We've just seen the launch of a new ecumenical interfaith network, the Global Freedom Network, again trying to combat the plight of trafficked people around the world. Will you be working together at all with this new network?
Well, of course, all these initiatives complement each other. But as I say, the specific quality and the specific target of this conference is practical action on the ground in different countries in cooperation with the resources of the Church, which is slightly different from the global effort that was launched, which really looks at industry and some of the big players, if you like, to become much more aware and much more responsive to this issue. Our conference is quite specific. It's about what happens in cities, in cooperation, police forces combating this crime.
My thanks there to Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, Archbishop of Westminster and President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.